The Matan Torah, the Pasuk tells us that Hashem descended onto Har Sinai and summoned Moshe Rabbeinu to the peak of the mountain and gave him instructions. Reid ha'ed ba'am. Go down and warn the people not to approach the mountain. Pen yehersu el Hashem liros. Because in their eagerness to ascend the mountain, v'nafal memenu roiv. Many of them will perish. And the question is, v'nafal, singular? Shouldn't the Pasuk say v'naflu in plural form? So Rashi explains, kama shi'ipal mehem, whatever falls from them, v'filahu yechidi. Even if it is just one single person, chashav lefanai rav. To me, it is considered as if many have fallen. From here we see that in Hashem's eyes, every Yiddish and Hashem is considered a multitude. If one Jew is lost, it is as if an entire world has been lost. Every single Yiddish and Hashem is infinitely precious in the eyes of Hashem. Shabbos at noon, Hamas was given a deadline to release all of the remaining hostages. We do not know what will happen at that time. But one thing is clear. It is not their decision to make. Leiv malachim v'sarim b'yad Hashem. Since these evil terrorists are holding the lives of dozens of Yiddish and Neshamas in their hands, it is not up to them to decide whether to release them. Hashem will make that decision. That is why now is an ace rotzen, a critical time to daven for the release of all of the remaining hostages. Who knows how many more Agam burgers are trapped in dark tunnels? Yiddish and Neshamas who in captivity have become Shomer Shabbos, davening with deep kavanah and desperation to be freed from Gehenna on earth. Or more accurately, Gehenna beneath the earth. While in captivity, Agam Berger said, I really wanted to pray, but I didn't have a siddur, and I didn't know the tefillahs by heart. So I davened to Hashem to send me a siddur. Then I had the audacity to ask one of the terrorists if they had a book with Jewish prayers inside. He laughed at me. He said, this is not Israel. Why would we have a siddur here? But I kept davening to Hashem for a siddur. 2 days later, the same terrorist came to my room holding a Rinat Yisrael siddur. He said, your God loves you. We found this. It was likely left behind by one of the soldiers in Khan Yunus. Who knows how many more Agam Berger mothers have taken on new Kabbalahs, davening with urgency and desperation for their children. In this week's parasha, Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, Ve'ese eschem al kanfei nesharim. I carried you on the wings of eagles. And the Gemara asks, how is an eagle different from the other birds? And the Gemara explains, all the other birds keep their young beneath them, fearing that predators will attack from above. But the eagle who flies higher than all the birds doesn't fear there will be attack from above. They only fear man, who might shoot an arrow from below. So the eagle carries its young above itself. They say, better that the arrow strike me than my children. But the question is, how does this save the young? If the arrow hits the mother and she falls, won't the children perish as well? And the answer is that a mother's love is not rational. She's willing to sacrifice her life for her children, even if it doesn't make sense. She doesn't think ahead about consequences. Instinctively, she says, let me take the hit to protect my children. Hashem said, Ve'ese eschem al kanfei nesharim. Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael is just as irrational. Even when we don't deserve it, He loves us unconditionally. Ve'ese eschem al kanfei nesharim. Hashem said, I carried you on wings of eagles. But how do we climb onto Hashem's wings? Hashem doesn't lift us up. We must take the first step and jump onto His wings ourselves. This teaches us that Hashem can elevate us to great heights, but we must take the first step. Even if it seems insignificant, small acts can make all of the difference. And the first step we must take is daven for our fellow Yidden who are still in captivity. Chazal say, Kol ha'makayim nefesh achas miYisrael, ki'ilu kayim oylem malay. One who saves a single Jewish soul is as if he saved an entire world. We never know how many Yiddish and Neshamas that will be Shomer Torah mitzvahs will descend from one of these hostages. And Matan Torah, the Pasuk tells us, V'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. And the question is, V'yichan, loshen yachid? There were millions of people at Har Sinai. And Rashi explains, Ki'ish echa belev echad. Like one person with one heart. And the Mepharshim explained that every single Jew married at Har Sinai. Even if one Yid was missing, there would be no Matan Torah. This Shabbos is an Ace Ratzin. The Sfar Magdoshim say that when the Balkaira lanes the Seres Adibris, it is as if Matan Torah is happening again. And just as by Matan Torah, all the sick were healed, so too, when we hear the Aseres HaDibros, we can be zoicha to refuas and yeshuas, and all the miracles that we need. So may Hashem answer all of our tefillahs, and bring home all of our hostages safely. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.